Coronavirus containment is complicated in the world's second most populated nation. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Health experts say India hasn't reached its COVID-19 peak yet, and the government is extending restrictions through June 30th in places with high infection rates. At the same time, malls and hotels can open up next week in zones with fewer COVID-19 cases. Ministries struggle to navigate these mixed messages, but even so, God is at work. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says 11 new believers from a previously unreached people group were baptized on Pentecost Sunday.
The work of the Lord, the work of the Holy Spirit cannot and will not be quarantined, will not be locked down, no matter what the government says.
And there's one thing we can all agree on. It's hard to do ministry during a pandemic. For one thing, donations are down, so many organizations have fewer resources with which to work. Plus, access to resources and services essential for ministry work have been largely restricted. Despite the complications, though, Jason Wolford says Mission Cry continues to resource their partners around the world.
We have sent to Pakistan free Bibles to seminary students and children. We've sent Bibles and Christian books to seminary students and orphans in India.
They've also provided food for orphans and seminary students in some of the areas they serve, a departure from their normal ministry efforts. However, since donations are down during the pandemic, the resources are stretched thin. Times are tough, to say the least, but God is a God of faithfulness and mercy. Pray that His mercy will manifest in the work of ministries like Mission Cry. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.